Watsons, this is London Calling, and welcome to the Sounds of London.
And battle come down, London calling to the underworld. Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls. London calling, now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing, except for the rain and the crunch of things. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going in. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning. I live by the river.
Good evening, everyone. He's back. Look up your daughters.
He's back. Yeah, hi Ian.
Yeah, Robin's back in the studio with another selection.
Been ages, man.
It's been ages, isn't it?
I don't know, 7-8 months?
Months and months.
Something
and months.
Like that. Too long. Anyway, we are again.
Good to see you. Good
bonsoir to, see you. To Le Mans.
And what are you going to talk about?
Okay, yes. Hope I don't make people cry with this one. thought about doing this last year, but I'm titled this show called Love is Hell. So basically all the tracks are going to be about the dark side of love, relationships, yeah. When things go haywire and wrong and sad.
Oh, I'm crying already.
Yeah, so I forgot to bring my Kleenex. I've got my handkerchief anyway.
Okay,
I'm going to kick it off with actually quite an upbeat one by the Manic Street Preachers. And this is called Your Love Alone Is Not Enough.
Your love alone is
your love alone won't save the world.
great guitar sound there, wasn't
typical
it?
Typical James Dean Bradfield sort of riff in the middle. That I was just saying to you, that track could be taken off Everything Must Go, which came out mid-90s, I think. Yeah. Anyway, that track was from a 2007 album called Sending the Tigers, and the girl singer joining them on this is Nina Pearson, whose lead singer is of the Cardigans, Swedish band.
Swedish, I think.
Yeah, do you remember that? Love me, say
that you love me.
Yeah, very catchy.
Very catchy, wasn't it? Yeah.
Anyway.
Good stuff.
Hope people like that one. Going to take it right down slow now.
Oh.
My favourite Madonna song, terribly sad. I might cry to this. And this is Take a Bow.
Say goodbye.
Madonna.
What a song.
Take a Bell.
What a song, as I said. That takes
it's your favourite karaoke, is it?
No. Favourite Madonna song. Reminds me of singing it somewhere in the Philippines, north of Manila.
Yeah.
Quite a few years ago.
As you do.
In a huge karaoke bar on the stage. And I got asked to sing it twice.
Oh, you must have.
I loved it. I sang loads of Beatles.
Did you do all the actions?
Of course. Drank loads of San Miguel as well. Anyway.
Good
stuff. Hope people enjoyed that.
Yep.
Okay, moving on. Track number three. Now, this is a song about unrequited love. Or l'amour sans partage, I think French say. And I've been there a couple of times in my life. It's a terrible place to be when you're suffering from unrequited love. Yeah, it's awful. Anyway, this is Little Feat and Long Distance Love.
This and what is it that you need? I said, whoa, I need her so. They said, you got to stop your pleading. Cause no matter what you do, even pray to heaven above, oh, all you ever get from her is long distance love. The blues. I'm so sad to hear the news. Help a wanted, but not enough. You know these times are getting rough. Cause no matter what I do, I even pray to heaven above. Oh, all I ever get from her is long distance.
Stop crying.
Low distance love. That's all I get from women. They break my heart every time. I'm done with love.
You're done with women.
I love women to bits, but they smash my heart into smithereens every time. Anyway.
So that's why
the Great Little Feat. That was off 1976 album called The Last Record Album.
All right.
Okay, track four. American band. I played one of their tracks last year, I think. It's called Three Doors Down from Mississippi, and this is called Here Without You.
A 100 days have made me older since the last time that I saw your pretty face. 1,000 lives have made me colder, and I don't think I can look at this the same. But all the miles that separate, they disappear now when I'm dreaming of your face. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still on my lonely mind. I think about you, baby, and I dream about you all the time. I'm here without you, baby, but you're still with me in my dreams. And tonight, it's only
down here without you.
Here without you, yeah. I'd love that guy's voice. Talking just now, I've got the first three albums, and that was off, I think it was the second album, which was called Away from the Sun, and that's back in 2004.
Yeah, a nice sort of rock ballad sound, very American.
Yeah,
sounding.
They can really rock out as well, but that's sort of the other side of them. If you
And I was reading there, it's an anthem. Big anthem during the Iraq War, because it was sort of...
With this song?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You know, the troops out there were it because it reminded them of their families and friends at home. And,
yeah, kind of, yeah.
You know, here
make,
without
makes
you.
Sense.
Here without you.
Yeah.
Long-distance love again.
Long-distance love. See, there's a link. Okay.
Right, what's next?
Oh, now I can weep to this, but I'm not going to. Right. The ultimate sort of breakup song where... you don't want it to, and the other person doesn't, but you're having to face reality that it's all going down the toilet. Now, this is the wonderful song called Broken Strings by James Morrison with Nelly Furtado.
Let me hold you for the last time. It's the last chance to feel again. But you broke me. Now I can't feel anything. When I love you, it's so untrue. I can't even convince myself. When I'm speaking, it's the voice of someone else. Oh, it tears me up. I try
try to hold on, but it hurts too much. I try to forgive, but it's not enough to make it all okay. You can't play on broken strings. You can't feel anything that your heart don't want to feel. I can't tell you something that ain't real. Oh, the truth hurts, a lot's worse. How can I give any more? And I love you a little less than before.
What are we doing? We are turning into dust, playing house in the ruins of us.
Running back through the fire when there's nothing left to say. It's like chasing the very last train when it's too late. Oh, it takes. But it's not enough to make it all okay.
Morrison.
Bloody hell, what a song. What?
Broken Strings.
Oh, God.
Great song, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Just
who's singing
wonderful
it?
Words. Nelly Furtado. Yeah, Portuguese. Sure. Canadian Portuguese.
Oh, what a combination.
Yeah, yeah. Fit as well. I just love that.
They were that's a great duo. Great
yeah.
sound.
Mm. And the video that goes with it, if you watch it on YouTube, yeah. Oh, man, I'll have you in tears for sure. Well, maybe it's just me, I'm a big softy. Okay, that was off his 2009 album called Songs For You, Truths For Me. Right, track number 6. Mm-hmm. I slipped them in.
You had to get them in somehow.
It's such a great song, right. Given this subject matter. This is called Hate It Here, and it actually quite sort of follows on from Broken Strings, because listen to the words. This is how you feel and what you do when you're left, when somebody's left you and you're alone. And I can identify with this song, apart from when he says, I learned to use the washing machine. Because I knew how to do that years ago, and ironing. But it's just spot on, so let's hear it. Wilco and Hate It Here.
I do the dishes, I mow the lawn. try to keep myself occupied, even though I know you're not coming home. I try to keep the house nice and neat. I make my bed, I change the sheets. I even learned how to use a washing machine. Keeping things clean doesn't change anything. What am I gonna do when I run out of lawn to mow? What am I gonna do if you never come home? Tell me, oh, what am I gonna do?
Ace, just, well, spot on. I remember when, you know, my ex-wife left me 10 years ago when I just moved here and from the Far East. And you do things like that. I was changing my sheets, like, you know, every 5 days.
Yeah.
Keeping the house clean.
Something to do.
Mowing the lawn.
But
you know,
and you suddenly realise just how many little things they did.
Yeah, well,
when they're not there as well.
To do that anyway, but
yeah.
It's just keeping yourself busy. And there's a great line there. What am I going to do when I run out of shirts to fold? What am I going to do when I run out of lawn to mow?
Yeah,
and you just nailed it there.
Yeah,
yeah, kind of upbeat, big tongue in cheek, but hits the
good stuff.
Hits the nail. Okay,
all right.
So that's Wilco off Sky Blue Sky 2007 album. Right, moving on to the great Pink Floyd, a track from their last studio albums 20 years ago, 1994, which was The Division Bell. This is called What Do You Want From Me? And I think it's when Dave Gilmour was in the middle of his another divorce. But again, listen to the words. Let's hear it.
Floyd.
Yeah, I used to yell that, not yell it, say it to my wife.
Well, I think we all say that from time to time.
What do you want, my blood?
We all say that from time to time.
Again, you know, Gilmour, he must have been going through something similar, just, you know, hits it again on the head. Yeah, that's off the Division Bell. And now, a question for you in about Floyd.
Oh, dear.
Do you know what's probably going to be the fastest selling album of this year?
No.
The new Pink Floyd album.
Oh, yes, yeah, I heard this.
Which is just out, and it's number one already. It's sold like 100,000 copies or something. in this first week.
You heard any of it?
No. It's called The Endless River, and it's basically a tribute to Rick, the late great Rick Wright. Died, what, 5 years ago or something? And it's from outtakes and sessions, unrecorded tracks off the Division Bell.
And I heard most of it is instrumental.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah. I haven't heard anything, but that's what I read, yeah. Mm. So, yeah, The Mighty Floyd. Still go on.
Still go on, don't they?
Incredible.
Massive fan base.
Love them. Okay, where are we now?
Right.
Track 8.
Dry Your Eyes.
Now, I definitely needed my Kleenex for this. This is the ultimate breakup song.
Oh, no.
As from The Streets, okay, which is basically Mike Skinner. It's off his great album of 2004 called A Grand Don't Come For Free. And I think it's a brilliant album because story right from the beginning. Uh-huh. Anyway, this one is Dry Your Eyes. And again, listen to the words. You can just picture exactly what's going on. So let's hear it.
In one single moment, your whole life can turn round. I stand there for a minute, staring straight into the ground. Looking to the left slightly, then looking back down. The world feels like it's caved in, proper sorry frown. Please let me show you how we could only just be for us. I can change and I can grow or we could adjust. The wicked thing about us is we always have trust. We can even have an open relationship if you must. I look at her, she stares almost straight back at me. But her eyes glaze over like she's looking straight through me. Then her eyes must have closed for what seems an eternity. When they open up, she's looking down at her feet.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts. But you've got to walk away now, it's over.
So then I move my hand up from down by my side. It's shaking, my life is crashing before my eyes. Turn the palm of my hand up to face the skies. Touch the bottom of her chin and let out a sigh. Cause I can't imagine my life without you and me. There's things I can't imagine doing, things I can't imagine seeing. It weren't supposed to be easy, surely. Please, please, I'm begging, please. She brings her hands up towards where my hands rested. She wraps her fingers round mine with the softness she's blessed with. She peels away my fingers, looks at me and then gestures by pushing my hand away to my chest from hers.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts. But you've got to walk away now, it's over.
And I'm just standing there. I can't say a word. Because everything's just gone. I've got nothing. Absolutely nothing. Trying to pull her close out of bare desperation. Put my arms around her, trying to change what she's saying. Pull my head level with hers so she might engage in. Look into her eyes to make her listen again. I'm not gonna fucking just fucking leave it all now. Because you said it'd be forever and that was your vow. And you're gonna let our thing simply crash and fall down. You're well out of order now, this is well out of town. She pulls away my arms, the timely clamp round her waist. Gently pushes me back as she looks at me straight. Turns around so she's now got her back to my face. Takes one step forward, looks back, and then walks away.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up. There's plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts. But you've got to walk away now, it's over.
I know in the past I found it hard to say. Telling you things but not telling straight. But the more I pull on your hand and say, the more you pull away.
Dry your eyes, mate. I know it's hard to take, but her mind has been made up.
plenty more fish in the sea. Dry your eyes, mate. I know you want to make her see how much this pain hurts, but you've got to walk away now.
Dry eyes, mate.
Oh, I told you.
Isn't that sad?
I told you. I cracked up in that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he was in tears.
Yeah, I was. every time.
Oh, well, it was quite emotional, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, number one it was.
I think so.
Number one in the UK, 2004.
The whole album, as I said, it's just a story. And
yeah.
Guy is some kind of genius, Mike Skinner.
Just the way he's, just delivery is just very clear, isn't it?
Yeah, and spot on with the kind of everything there. Mm, yeah, the emotions. And the... Okay. Right,
better move on.
Hope it wasn't just me in tears there. Right, moving on. Where are we? Track 9. Another of my favourite bands, Garbage. And this is off the third album called Beautiful Garbage from 2001. God, right. And this is a great song by Shirley Manson. Wonderful lyrics, very sad. This is called Cup of Coffee.
Friends, not while I still feel
I just got to get the last bit.
Wonderful.
It took a cup of coffee to prove you don't love
me. You don't love me. The middle eight, I smoke a lot of cigarettes. I lie around the bed all day and staring at the walls, hanging around in bars at night, wishing like I'd never been born. I'll give myself to anyone who wants to take me up. Yeah, dumped and feeling hurt real bad. Press self-destruct button. I love Shirley Manson. She's a hell of a singer and a hell of a lyricist. Writes great, great words. So hope people enjoyed that one.
Yep.
Right.
You've got to be in the right mood.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Like I was about last try. Preferably with a load of scotch inside. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Coming next. Second to last track now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is going to be by Coldplay.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And it's a track off their first album from 2000, which was called Parachutes, which was very good. And this is called Trouble.
They spun a web for me.
the wonderful Coldplay in Trouble. Yeah.
14 years old, that's
14 years old.
Crikey. Yeah.
Isn't
good,
incredible?
Great album. You know, I just said, for me, the first three were excellent, but particularly Parachutes and Rush of Blood to the Head,
yep.
Which is the second one. Yeah, a song about, I think it was about deception and sort of infidelity or whatever. But anyway.
Called lovely. Trouble.
Trouble.
Trouble. Trouble.
Right, last track.
Okay.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
From the wonderful ELO. my hero, Jeff Lynne.
Yeah. What a songwriter.
Jeff. Well, everything. The man is a genius and a very humble guy as well. Anyway, this is off the 1976 album called A New World Record. And when we play it, it's going to be the great song, Telephone Line.
Okay, Robin, thank you very much. Just to say thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thanks a lot for having me.
Great selection. Pick up the tissues, as you know.
Merci à tout le monde aussi, et à la prochaine. Bonne soirée.
À la prochaine.
Shadows of the night. Let it